Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 66, Belly Rubs. But first, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who sent me a comment to let me know that you thought that the fiber strand idea was a good idea. I was a little worried about how well that episode would be taken or accepted by you because, Wayne fell asleep halfway through it. And when I called him on it, he said, "How in the world could you go on for over 20 minutes about cotton?" In which I said, "But I didn't cover everything. There's so much more." And he told me that I had some serious problems. So I'm glad that you enjoyed the cotton episode, and I appreciate your letting me know that you enjoyed it. Guess what? Next week is Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. Yay! I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be wearing my basket with my big fucking flower. If you could scrounge up a flower and wear it too, that would just make my day. I will say, though, that if it is nasty weather, I will not be wearing my basket and my flower, because I don't want to ruin my basket. The flower isn't as big of a deal, but I have nothing really to attach it to. So just to let you know, if it's nasty and rainy, I'm probably going to be huddled under a very large poncho, trying not to get totally wet. But I'm looking forward to the festival. I've got a couple of ideas of things that I might like to get. There are some tools that I've been seeing that I want to put in my hand before I decide whether or not I want to buy them. So I'm going to be looking around to see if I can find these tools. One of which is a Russian spindle. I would really like to try my hand at a Russian spindle. So if I can find one, I'm going to try it out. And even if you're not wearing a flower, if you see me there, please come by, say hey, and let me know that you listen to my stories and that you enjoy them if you do. I would love to hear where you giggle or groan or smirk or even maybe get a little choked up, because telling a story is only half of the process. A story doesn't come alive until the story is heard. And sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on the most important part, being here in the room with just the bunnies to listen. If you can't make it to Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival and you're in the Nebraska area, there's going to be a festival in the following week. It's going from May 11th to May 13th in Bellevue, Nebraska. Tanya sent me a note and she said if you guys wanted any more information, you could email her directly. So I'll be putting her email in the show notes so you can get in touch with her and find out about that fiber festival. So now to today's story. I have a confession to make. I'm a belly rubber. And this goes back to many, many years. I remember catching horny toads and frogs and turning them over and rubbing their bellies and making them go to sleep. And of course, always the dogs and the cats love to have their belly rubbed. Well, some cats do at least. Some cats barely tolerate it. Some cats get rather annoyed if you try and do it, but Most my cats tolerated the fact that I would turn them upside down and rub their bellies. I belly rubbed the rabbits. I belly rubbed the puppy. I don't belly rub the sheep, though. The sheep get a pat on the hiney, which is another one of my habits, is I do pat hinies, and I'm sometimes been known to tickle bums too. The bunny likes to have his bum tickled. He gets all excited and his eyes twinkle and he starts grooming me and whenever I tickle his bum. And of course the cat likes it when you get that spot right at the base of the tail. I kind of consider that a tickler too, but maybe it should be more of a scratch. Wayne is also one of those people that I rub his belly. He gets somewhat annoyed at it because he thinks that I am pointing out the fact that he does, in fact, have a belly. But that's not it at all. It's just a way of me showing him affection as I just reach over and I rub the belly. I don't mean anything bad by it, but he sometimes does get annoyed at me. Wayne and I have been together, as I've told you, for a very long time, and we do enjoy doing things together. One of the things that we enjoy doing together is going to used bookstores. I'm always checking out the mystery section. I love to read books in which characters are reappearing. So I like the serial mysteries where you have the same characters coming back over and over and over again. And if I can find a new one, then I usually go to the used bookstores to pick up the first few volumes of the book so that I can follow the character from beginning to end. Well, Wayne and I were going to go out on a book buying expedition, and he was wearing a very bright red shirt. It didn't really suit his coloring, but it was a new shirt that he bought, and he bought it for himself, and he really liked it. And he said, "But look, you can find me now." I have never had any problem finding Wayne. I don't want you to think that someday, long ago, I didn't find him. No, I have always been able to find Wayne. I think Wayne is a rather distinctive looking person, and I have always been able to find him. It's not a problem. But it is something that he worries about because he considers himself to be rather indistinct and of average height. I didn't know how to break it to him, but he's rather on the short side. We watch a show, it's called Fifth Gear, in which there are three presenters, two of which are very tall, and the other one is considerably shorter. And they call the shorter one the hamster. Last year, the hamster got into a very serious car accident. And he was hospitalized for a long time, and there was some write-up about him in some of the newspapers. Well, we found out that the hamster, who Wayne has always laughed at being so short, is actually the same height as Wayne. I think Wayne has now had to admit to the fact that he's not average height, he's on the shorter side. But considering the fact that I'm barely over 5'1", he's still considerably taller than me, and it's not that big of a deal. So anyway, we were going on this book buying expedition, and we hit one of our favorite bookstores. They have the sci-fi books on one bookshelf. And right adjacent to it on the other side of the aisle are the mysteries. So I was browsing through the mysteries and I saw in the corner of my eye that bright red shirt. So I reached over and I rubbed his belly. And then I heard a and I looked over, and oh my God, it wasn't Wayne. And I turned as red as the shirt, and I went, oh, I am so sorry. I really, he said, no, it's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew whose belly you were rubbing before it went too far. I grabbed the books that I had chosen, and I ran out of there with my head down and my tail between my legs. Just, oh gosh, I don't think I've ever been so embarrassed in all my life. Even though he was very kind about it. Oh, so then I ran into Wayne, and Wayne looked at me and he said, what you do? And I had to tell him what I did. And he said, you know, maybe next time you should look at me fully before you give me the belly rubs. So that's what I do now. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, or if you want to see a picture of the big fucking flower so that you'll know what to look for in Maryland, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can, of course, send me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I also have a voicemail number. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.